Thursday night, Chodos Haldodos, Shara Bitochon, Perek Revi. We're on page Kuf Mem Dalet, and we're still learning the first of a whole list of things where he'll teach us how to apply Bitochon. The first thing is your basic life, and he's very mayrich about both sides of the Bitochon coin, we'll call it. One is that it makes more sense, and it's easier, it's more logical, it's more appropriate, it's more oiskehalten to hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha and just rely on Hashem to keep you going, to keep you alive. He gave you life, he's going to provide you with everything that you need to live, everything from money to a house to clothing. We're talking about needs to emotional needs. And at the same time, he therefore stresses that you can't sit back and say, well, then Hashem's going to provide it and I don't have to do anything. But you have to strike this balance, and he's very mayrich here, much more than in Perek Gimel, where he actually introduces the idea of hisaskus pasibos, what we call hishtadlus. Much more mayrich that you have to work, and remember that it's not your work that's doing it. We're starting from around the beginning, towards the middle of page Kuf Mem Dalet. We'll start with, after the, he brings the pasuk of Yigia Kaperik Yisochel Ashrecha V'Tov Loch, and then he says, Domar Achat HaTzadikim, it's around the middle of the page. Not mamish the middle, a little before the middle. Domar Achat HaTzadikim Anot Tameya, I'm puzzled. Mimi Shenosin Luzuloso Masher Gozolo Hashem Etzlo. Someone that employs someone else and gives him his salary check, or maybe someone that gives someone a matana. Ba'acha kach misporo alav bo, u'mevakesh todoso al kach, u'mevakesh todoso al kach. Now, again, there's a balance, meaning the recipient has a chiyuv hakoros hatov and has to express his appreciation to the person who gave him the salary, who gave him whatever he's giving him. Chavi Halavas explains in a different place that if that person was chosen as the kli, as the tzinor, as the channel, to be the way in which Hashem chose to give him something, so it means the person is Ro'u Lekach, and you express that's something that shows the person is a worthy person. So you express your Hakaras HaTov, you can give him kavod, etc. We'll learn in a second what you don't do. But here he's talking with Tzad, and on this line he's talking with Tzad the giver. Because of everything we said till now, you look at these employers or people that give anything, and they demand
obedience,
not so bad. You need your work of subservience, but there's a word of obsequience, which means they demand that the guy be bottled to them. They demand the guy laugh at their jokes. You know what a boss is like. So he says, like, I don't get it. Who does the boss think he is? He's not really the one providing parnasa. So I look at these people who treat their workers as their slaves because they're the ones, you know, you better. And he says that, like, they missed the boat. They're wrong. Mani took the yosa to Mwami Manu, and I'm wondering more on the receiving end, if you fawn over the work of the employer and you machnif him when Khanif is also, we're talking, and you know, Khanif is the best word, really. He says Lashon Hara, you have to laugh at his jokes, which are also, because he's your boss, he'll fire you if not. Someone that receives parnosa through someone, but the other person, in a certain sense, has to give it. I mean, it's Gzeiras Hashem. And you degrade yourself to the person who's giving you. Umachabdo is it means to an extreme. Nothing wrong again with Akaras HaTov, and however you would treat your employer. I mean, he's in a position higher than you. You don't necessarily have to treat him like your buddy and slap him on the back and call him by his first name. So he means over the line. Umahalalo means means in a way that's inappropriate, in a way that's degrading, in a way where you have to be mavatar on your basic human dignity, and you have to or tolerate averus, or tolerate behavior, maybe tolerate dishonesty, tolerate things that are inappropriate. If you what? No, that's what we're saying. So bitachon will save you, but he says, but I look at people. If you don't have bitachon, you say, hey, this is where my bread is buttered on. I'm not gonna jeopardize my panosa. I mean, every day people say that. The imlot tvayer panosa bosol finchin asazik. But if you have a healthy bitachon attitude, then you know that this is not what's giving you your panosa. And if you don't get panosa this way, so you'll get it a different way if he fires you. That's all.
Why isn't it bitachon to leave the job? Say, I don't want to be treated this way.
You should. And chanami. If the situation calls for leaving the job, you should leave the job. He's not talking about that. He's not getting into. He's talking about the etzem, the way you react to your boss. Another nafkamina. In other words, learning about these attitudes, and they're very smooth and easy to learn. But when you look at the ramifications, and you think about people you know, and how people act when they have a job, and what they do, you'll see that it's difficult. Now he talks about if you have the right attitude towards your panosa, if you have a bad day or a bad week, maybe even a bad month, you don't lose yourself, you don't go crazy. Who, in the way he's chosen to work, it could be the spigot from Shemayim has been turned off because he's already earned what he's supposed to earn that day or that week or that month. However, the particular accountant Hashem has working for him then works by the day, by the week, by the month, whatever it is. Oh, Shahid, it used to be by the day, right? I mean, the way our lives are structured, I think it went from the day to the month. Like, I think it's safe to say, I mean, don't hold me to this, it has nothing to do with the Chayv Halavas, that we live by the month. Like, we are paid by the month, and we pay our bills monthly, and, that seems to me, stop, that the cycle of our lives is a monthly cycle. Maybe you earned what you're already supposed to earn for that day, or maybe your parnassah is going to come a different way. Whatever happens, don't kick the coffee machine. Don't get angry at your boss. Don't get angry. If I just would have bought that stock. How many times have people said, if I would have bought that stock last week, I'd be doing okay? Or if I would have sold it last week, I'd be doing okay. I mean, we say that sentence all the time. Don't blame the sibos, because it's not the sibos that are creating the result. We're calling them sibos, but they're not really the sibos. There's only one sibo. The low is Rashi and the sasik behind. It goes both ways. And you can't be lazy and take a day off just because, Hashem will send me panos anyway. If it's wrong to take a day off, sometimes Adarabi, you could take a day off. And you make the opposite cheshbon. I could take a day off, because what's the difference? It depends on what kind of business you're in. Some businesses could take off a day, a week, I don't know. Some businesses can't. I imagine a retail business where people go in Kaseda, you close one day. Without making the joke, you close one day. People want it open when they come. Anyway, Emoyu Masim, oh, but now he says if you follow his rules for picking a job in Paragimel, Emoyu Matimos Latunaso, if it fits with his nature, the Gufo and his physical stamina, the Doso, doesn't make him trouble, and Yonaidaz, Volomo, Kefish Egdandi. If he feels he has an aptitude towards it, and he has a cheshek, a desire to do it, the Yiftach Imzos Al Hashem, Shelo Yisalei Mimenu, Hashem won't forget about him, Leazniach in Yono, Kemo Sheomar Tov Hashem Lamoz Biyom Tzora, Biyodea Chosei Bo. You don't have to worry if things are a little slow. See, we're in my house, we're now at a very crucial juncture for my daughter. My youngest daughter, who's now graduating 12th grade, so she has to decide what to do next year. So if she stays in the Chadash, so she goes to Limudei Kodesh in the morning, but they don't give a degree. They give you some sort of certificate that's only meaningful to them. On the other hand, but they teach you a skill. I mean, you have the skill. So we know you can't get hired by University of Haifa because you don't have a degree, but it gives you a skill. So she has to decide, like by today, I think, what she wants to do. What does she want to do? She can go to a Ganenet course also. My oldest daughter, Yaini's wife, got a B.A. in Chinuch Miuchad, taught in Gan Harmony and Harnof as an assistant Ganenet for a couple of years. Then she quit when she had a bunch of kids. Then she became a Ganenet. Look at the regular Ganenet. And now people have asked her 2 days ago to take in two kids, special needs kids, because they know she has experience in Gan Harmony, and she has Lamaisa B.A. in Chinuch Miuchad, and she's a fantastic Ganenet. So she's deciding, like, this is going to open a whole new thing. So you see, she had the B.A. The B.A. for a few years was essentially worthless. She became a Ganenet in our house. None of the mothers asked if she has a B.A. You don't know. So now this daughter, she has to decide what she wants to do. She wanted to be a speech therapist. So, her and 1 million other girls. Okay, so they give the course in Chadash, but they don't give you a certificate. Then there's Mechlala Charedit, that's now in Malcha. My other daughter goes to Bnei Brak. There's a Merchav, something like that, that's hooked up with Haifa University. It's also supposed to be a Haredi thing. But she doesn't want to move to Kurdish. So, we made a program for her, but she goes, so she's going to, she's an OT. So this one is deciding now. So we declare, because who will your friends be? Because they can call them Mechala Charedis, but 3/4 of the girl are what we used to call Mizrahi Niks. But the real Mizrahi Niks are going to Taka the Bar Ilan. So who goes to Mechala Charedis? You assume the more firm ones. That's what you assume. But it might not always be true, so that's a concern. And no Limudei Kodesh is a concern. And I'm saying it. So why go? So, again, you say, well, if you do something, you do it right. There's no question that the course is superior. It's not just a question of a degree, but it's the same level of Limudim. If we say the sentence, you do something, you do it right. So she should definitely go to Mechala Charedis. But on the other hand, it has these downsides. So all these things are, you really have to make decisions based on these things we're learning about. And she says she should worry about Shidduchim. So I said, I don't think our family wants a boy that's not going to want to go out with you because you went to Mechala Charedis. It wouldn't fit in anyway. And anyway, you know, if you've been through shiduchim, as I have with five children, whatever, so you see very clearly, may Hashem yotza hadavar, and you know that all these cheshbonos are absurd. That who you end up with and who ends up running your shidduch and how you meet the boy, it's so not a cheshbon, these silly things. It's like you laugh when people bring it up. It's really silly. But she, you know, she wanted to know. I understand she's concerned. I told her, but don't she get married? I have no money left anyway. So I want her to marry a hilltop youth and live in a caravan on some hilltop. So I said, Adrabba, she should go with the Mizrahi Knicks. Maybe one of them has a brother. Maybe one of them will have a brother that lives on a hilltop in a caravan. That's my dream. They'll get married, you know, in the field. I won't have to have a whore. They'll get married by Avri, you know, and give out Dola. I went to Avri daughters. One of Avri daughters got married there. Taka, a stunningly beautiful wedding. I mean, it was Taka on this farm, and you see the sunset, and you're very, very agesh.